Some people don't use words to express themselves, but they do just fine getting across their points of view. One of them is Iraqi composer and oud or lute player Rahim Alhaj. Alhaj has been in exile in this country since 2000. About 3 months ago, he became an American citizen. The World's Marco Werman spoke with Alhaj this morning and has his story.
Rahim Alhaj had never voted before, not here because he only became a U.S. citizen in August, and not in Iraq because when Alhaj lived there, Saddam Hussein was head of state and there were no free elections. As Rahim Alhaj told me, all of that made voting yesterday even more powerful.
It was a great moment, actually, for not just me, for all nation, basically. And this is the first time, actually, in my entire life, I do go and vote. And it was a very exciting moment. And in fact, I was in tears because this is my country, and my adopted country, and I need to make a difference in this country. And I think my voice has been heard.
When he lived in Iraq, Rahim Alhaj says he opposed Saddam Hussein's regime. He associated with anti-Saddam political parties. That landed him in jail, where he was tortured. And Alhaj was targeted for other reasons, too.
I was composing music against Saddam regime, criticizing the Iran-Iraq war, and composing music that talk about and justified war with Iran-Iraq war. And that's what put me in trouble during that time.
I'd like to play just a bit of a recording you recently made. This is a composition of yours called Missing You, and then I'd like to ask you what the inspiration for it was.
Right.
That's a composition called Missing You by the Iraqi oud master Rahim Alhaj, who now lives in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Rahim, what are you saying in music? What are you saying without lyrics in that song, Missing You?
This is actually my belief in music. That's the music has humongous power, and it has a great capacity to make a communication with us as a human being. And this, for example, I trying to portray some Iraqi faces that always come to my head. Kids running, and my mother when is doing our meal, and friends around, and all these images that it's centered in my head for a long time.
It's a musical expression of your sense of nostalgia for Iraq.
Exactly.
The U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003 tied together the histories and fortunes of the two countries. Musically, Rahim Alhaj has responded to that. After his first concert in the States a few years back, Alhaj found that a lot of Americans didn't understand the Arabic music he played, its unfamiliar microtones, and its rhythms that followed time signatures you couldn't tap your foot to. So he tried to build some bridges. This composition, Baghdad, New Mexico, was one of them. The sounds in Baghdad, New Mexico, don't reflect classical Arabic music. There are hints of Western guitar stylings. That's the point. Alhaj wanted to open a door to his culture that he hoped Americans would walk through. Does an Obama victory, do you think, and what one can presume from his victory speech last night, it would be a larger worldview for Americans. Is the opportunity bigger for you now to share your culture, to share your music?
I think this is what we hope for. I mean, there's a huge challenge right now he has to face, basically, from financial problem and global warming and war all the time, and we have Afghanistan and Iraq. So there's a lot going on. Now, what we need from Obama is, like, how can we understand it, the others?
But how will the American people find the time and energy to understand other people and their cultures, their music, when there are all these other things to worry about? That is what Rahim Al-Haj is waiting to see, but he's eager to be a part of it and to make those connections. After all, that's why he's making music today in the United States. He feels his time has come too. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach, available to patient-serving groups at medtronic.com/community.